joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 3-2 defeat at home to Ashford. Alan, it was a spirited last 10 minutes, but it was too little too late today.
You kind of win games if you kind of concede three. And the last couple of weeks, players have been disappointed. We've been disappointed. So we've got to work together now, and we've got to work as a unit. And we've got to earn our corn, and you've got to earn our corn as players. I like to think if you could give us a player who's done well the last couple of weeks, we haven't. And that's fine. And we pick a team, so we take the blame as well. So I'm still 4 points clear. Still got a lot to do, a lot of games to go. And we've got to find what got the top of the league. Got to start working on that again. But yeah, last 10 minutes, that's all it was. Apart from that, we were fairly average.
How disappointed were you with defending today, particularly for the first goal?
I know, I couldn't believe the first goal. It went wide, we had it, then I had it a second time, and I had it a third time. I think never got any defenders, but we know that. They don't need to be told, defensively, they were very poor. And it's been a flip of a coin the last couple of games, been seeing where we're going to score goals. But we've scored two today, and conceded three out to them. You can't do it, it's impossible to do it. So I think a back forward goalkeeper will look at themselves, obviously. And defensively, we didn't do well, but that's one of them things.
Is the result even more disappointing given the results yesterday? Everything seemed to go our way yesterday. It was a real opportunity today to extend our lead.
Oh, it was. I thought people would be buzzing to be out there, to be honest. And it wasn't to be, in sense that with players, but we need to get their spark back, and I'm sure we will do. So we'll let it crack on.
We look today a shadow of the team that beat Ashford in the FA Cup, a shadow of the team that were playing so well earlier in the season. Can you put your finger on why that is at the moment? Generally the same players.
The same players, Bar Lodge, obviously that's a massive miss, but we know that. But he's had bad games, and we've still won games. So it's a confidence thing, I think, and a bit of spark, and we've just got to find that. And it's up to me and Hamzy to get that back, to be honest. And, I thought probably... you kind of put your finger on things like that. You just got to go game by game. So the next step for us, we've got to take a side to Hilton, and we've got to go and beat Dulwich on Friday, and that's what we've got to do.
If not specifically Dean Lodge, then how much do we miss someone who can beat a player the
definitely. I knew Lodge was going to come up in your questions, and rightly so. But that's your name. We've still got some quality players in there. We can't just rely on one player. And yes, he's missed. And yes, but we've got to work on it in a different way, where we've still got some quality players out there and play to their strengths. And that's what we asked them to do before kick-off, just to play at the strengths. And they never done it, really. And we didn't look like scoring until two set players, I think it is. Didn't look like scoring, and we did look like conceding. So we've got to buckle up all down. And we've got to take responsibility as well. So we'll be all right.
Jamie Byatt got himself into some good positions today in the left midfield, but the end product was slightly lacking. Will that come with more games, do you think?
Familiarity with teammates? Because I thought the two Wadens, the quality on the ball wasn't very good. And you look at Liam Collins, who was a quality player, and had a bad day at the office today. But that happens, and you would like to think of more games, yes, so we'll do better.
Did Liam Collins sign to play on the right wing or centre midfield? We've seen him playing in both, obviously.
Yeah, anyway, he plays two positions, that's where he plays. We missed. If I had got a winger in, then he would have played centre midfield today. We've made an offer for a winger who is going to give us a decision. If not, then I'll be looking for one, because it's definitely his best position, and you get your best players in the best positions. But at the same time, you play where he's put, and he didn't have the best of games today, but he's still a good player, and I'm sure he'll do well for the football club.
On the positive side, do you draw anything from today's game?
Yeah, what's the positive side are you looking at? You get to the point when you lose games, you learn how to lose them. And there'll be a lot of things flying about why we lost and who got it doing. That's part of the parcel of being a manager. I've just got to do my job right. And either with the players in that room or other players, I've got to make sure that we get keep where we are in the table. Start a new month now, December, and then try to get a few results together. But I'm sure for quality we have got, that'll come through.
Their goalkeeper wasn't the soundest that we've seen all season. How disappointed were you that we didn't put him under more pressure?
I know. A couple of times he's took corners and he's took them from West Tate, and there's things that were lacking. But I can't see a different side to us now. We've got to manage, and the players have got to play. It's been a bit of taking a bit of their side and thinking, we've got to get, me, Hamzy, Martin Taylor, we've got to get our act together now, and we're going to manage, and they're going to play, and they'll do exactly what we tell them to do, and that's what's going to come in the next month.